Hi there, this is Teacher Ella Podcast, episode 128, Film and Series, Vocabulary Booster, Part 2. My name's Ola and I'm an online English teacher. I teach through one-to-one classes and I want you to know I believe you can eliminate your language blockade. It's 100% guaranteed. I'm not saying it'll be given to you on a silver platter, yet I know you can get there. I've overcome a massive blockade myself and I know how to do it. The secret word here is consistency. That is why I record these podcast episodes and each comes with a little worksheet and one-pager to help you digest and test what you have practiced here. You can speak English with more confidence, slay that fear, and enjoy new freedoms. Each episode helps you practice speaking. The practical part is always there at the end of each episode. You'll boost your vocabulary, brush up your grammar, and improve your pronunciation. Go to my website for full transcripts and worksheets to each episode. They're free. Happy learning! Welcome back to another episode on vocabulary associated with film and TV series. Please tune into part 1 if you haven't yet. It's episode 119. Another must listen for you is episode 5. In that episode, you'll learn how to use TV shows to develop your English skills. teacherola.com/119 and teacherola.com/5. One more thing. Tell someone. If you know a person who might benefit from this podcast, let him or her know about this episode. But only if they need to boost their English vocabulary and improve their English speaking skills. They will thank you, and I do thank you. Don't forget to download the worksheet. It's waiting for you at teacherola.com/128. If you have little time and prefer to go all in, buy a worksheet set. Worksheet sets include a speaking English planner, great tool for monitoring your progress. They're available at teacherola.com and that's it. You have to find shop there. If you're interested in English speaking online course based on a TV series, please sign up for my list. The link is in the show notes. It's just below, wherever you are, be it YouTube, Spotify, or other podcast platform. But what's in the episode today? Today I have 10 words and phrases related to film and TV series. Also books. Among many, you'll hear about a cliffhanger, a cameo, and a rave. In today's episode, we'll have Brad Pitt and Elon Musk. How come trailers come before, not after films? And what are the roots of binge watching? Let's get down to it. To binge watch a series. To watch many episodes of a TV show in a short period of time. For instance, I always wait for a show to have a few seasons before I start it, so I can binge watch it. Or nothing beats a night of binge watching on Netflix. To binge on something originally means to eat or drink too much, especially without being able to control yourself. You can binge on chocolate or ice cream or alcohol or anything really. Now it's used for our Netflix addictions. We binge on shows and it's uncontrollable. Show. It's a more informal way to say TV series. It's a set of related episodes for TV or radio or Netflix. What's your favorite show right now? Millions of people watch the show. Spoiler. Information that reveals too much about an episode or movie before you have seen it. A good movie review won't give away any spoilers. Warning, this review contains spoilers. Spoiler alert. It's a warning that information about what is going to happen in a film, television, series, etc. is about to be revealed. In the final episode, spoiler alert, he gets shot. To catch. It's an informal way to say watch or see when referring to TV shows or movies. Did you catch last morning's show? I'm hoping to catch a few films this weekend. Rave review. That's an article that is very enthusiastic about a particular film, TV show, or book. Squid Game won rave reviews from the audience. The show opened to rave reviews. Trailer. A trailer is a series of short scenes from a film or television program shown in advance to advertise it. He was featured in the trailer for the movie. Have you seen the trailer? Well, you needn't bother watching this film. But how does it make any sense? We know that trailer is a vehicle without an engine that can be pulled by a truck or a car. It is pulled by a vehicle, so it goes behind the car. Why are trailers shown before the film? Listen, initially they were shown after the film. They were trailed behind, so to speak. And quickly it turned out ineffective as the audiences ignored trailers. So the practice was changed and now trailers take about 21st minutes of the showing in major multiplex chains. Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger is an ending of an episode or movie that keeps us in suspense, which is not resolved until the next one in the series. It's a situation in a story, film, competition, etc. that is very exciting because you cannot guess what will happen next. The final episode was a cliffhanger, which hinted at the possibility that she might be pregnant again. The end of episode 2 is a good cliffhanger. Season finale. This is the last episode of a show in a season. We're having a little get-together on Saturday to watch the season finale of Afterlife. The season finale of Sex Education was a cliffhanger. It was a cliffhanger ending for the season finale. Cameo. A cameo is a short appearance in a TV show or movie by someone famous. Did you know that Brad Pitt actually made a cameo in Friends? Try and spot Elon Musk in Iron Man 2. He makes a cameo. Here you have it. 10 words and phrases related to film and series. Now please stay with me because you need to practice. Later on, I'll tell you about your homework, but now please repeat the sentences out loud. Nothing beats a night of binge watching on Netflix. Nothing beats a night of binge watching on Netflix. What's your favorite show right now? What's your favorite show right now? A good movie review won't give away any spoilers. A good movie review won't give away any spoilers. I'm hoping to catch a few films this weekend. I'm hoping to catch a few films this weekend. Squid Game won rave reviews from the audience. Squid Game won rave reviews from the audience. Have you seen the trailer? Well, you needn't bother watching this film. Have you seen the trailer? Well, you needn't bother watching this film. The end of episode 2 is a good cliffhanger. The end of episode 2 is a good cliffhanger. The season finale of Sex Education was a cliffhanger. The season finale of Sex Education was a cliffhanger. Did you know that Brad Pitt actually made a cameo in Friends? Did you know that Brad Pitt actually made a cameo in Friends? Try and spot Elon Musk in Iron Man 2. He makes a cameo. Try and spot Elon Musk in Iron Man 2. He makes a cameo. Well done! Now the homework. It's in your inbox. Go there and grab it. If you're not a member of Top People, download the worksheet at teachrola.com/128 and become one. It's free. Visit my shop and buy a whole set of worksheets. That'll ease your work. If you find this episode useful, tell your friends about my podcast, share it with one person, or share it somewhere on your social media. It'll help me grow and spread the message. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next Wednesday. Till then, take care, happy learning, stay fearless, and say it out loud. Bye-bye.